40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There has been a deadly military helicopter accident in Alaska. It involved two Army choppers. There were two people aboard each. Only one person is known to have survived. More from Beth Verge, KTUU TV.
U.S. Army AH-64 Apache helicopters crashing near Healy. These teams are out of the 1st Attack Reconnaissance Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment at Fort Wainwright. And the Apache is a heavy attack helicopter known for its capabilities in tough battlefield conditions.
The NFL Draft was a major television production, the starring role going to Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, picked number one by the Carolina Panthers.
It's great for the moment, and I'm going to enjoy it tonight. And then I know that this isn't where I want it to end. There's a lot more that I want to accomplish, and a lot more work to be done, so I'm excited to get to that part too.
That courtesy of KCTV and the NFL. Well, two caught, two to go in a multi-state search.
Authorities say Jerry Raines and three other inmates busted out of the Raymond Detention Center near Jackson, Mississippi. They say Raines stole a public works vehicle and headed to Texas. The U.S. Marshals Service says he has been arrested at a Houston hospital where he was trying to get treatment for an unspecified medical condition. Another inmate, Dylan Arrington, died after barricading himself in a central Mississippi home and setting it on fire during an armed standoff with deputies Wednesday. He's suspected of killing a man and stealing his pickup truck after the escape. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A Michigan teen is being called a hero after his actions aboard a school bus. WWJ's John Hewitt reports.
A video camera in the school bus captured the moment when 13-year-old Dylan Reeves, a 7th grader from Carter Middle School in Warren, Michigan, jumped into action.
Someone call 911.
Steve Reeves, Dylan's dad, shared how he learned of what had happened.
Police officer called me, and my first response was, what the heck did he do? And they're like, no, this is a good call. I'm like, oh. He goes, your son's a hero.
Sure is. Well, it was a different kind of question and answer session at the White House.
What is the president's position on gun violence relating to children?
Does the president want D.C. to be a state?
Yes, that's an easy one.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there fielding those from kids on Take Your Child to Work Day. Ukrainian officials report at least five people killed as Russia fires more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine. Obituaries of note. A very familiar chant on daytime TV for decades, the Jerry Springer Show of weirdness and mayhem. Its host was a one-time mayor of Cincinnati who ran for other offices, too. Jerry Springer has died of cancer. He was 79. Dick Groat has died at 92, a college basketball star at Duke, later a baseball MVP. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever! And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I'm right back here where I belong with you and E-Bone. How you doing, Dominic?
Awesome, Crudy. Good to see you once again. Welcome back, man.
You know, I miss a couple of days, a couple of big shows. And I miss Tucker, rhymes with Tucker being out. And to a lesser degree, the Don Lemon news. He's out as well. I miss the beginning.
Look at Dan Bongino. He was out before Tucker.
I don't know that he was ever in Dan Bongino, righty whitey talker. In the same way that Tucker was in. And, of course, there's the Trump trial, the defamation trial, the E. Jean Carroll. That's begun. She famously, now it's become famous, she said, I was raped. Trump has now been accused in open court under, you know, fear of perjury of raping a woman in a department store. So candidate rapist alleged, this point, Donald Trump. And of course, the breaking news today, Don, maybe you've got an update on this. Mike Pence, the former vice president, gave J6 testimony, but the one that caught my attention for all the wrong reasons, Joe Biden running for re-election. It did not warm my cockles. There was no chill that went down my leg a la Chris Matthews. Nothing, nothing. It was the least important headline of the day, of the week. Of my absence.
I mean, he's fine. Joe's fine. If Joe can stay Joe as it is right now, I'd much rather have Joe. And, you know, we talked in the last hour about who would replace if something did happen to Joe. Joe backs out. You know, who would do that? And there's a fear. There's some governors out there that could potentially, you know, fill that gap. The other question, what if Trump's out, right? And Pence testifying today. What if something goes down? The headwinds are too strong. Trump, you know, he's got some health problems. All of a sudden, he doesn't show up. He's out. So now it's what? DeSantis? Do we still back? Do I still support Biden over DeSantis? Sure. I mean, anybody the Republicans are going to put forth, Joe Biden is right now the leading candidate in the Democratic Party. I would vote for Joe over any of those people. So, yeah, you know, I'm not thrilled about it, but I'm pragmatic, and we certainly cannot have any of the megas getting anywhere near that kind of power again.
The newest polling would seem to indicate that Donald Trump's done just fine despite the trial and the prior indictments. He's gotten stronger. DeSantis, he keeps picking weird fights with Mickey Mouse. And, it, you know, I know he's trying awfully hard.
He filed a lawsuit against him today.
I thought it was yesterday or recently. I know it's been filed. The question whether or not DeSantis retaliated against Disney, and probably he did. Probably he did. And, you know, so anyways, Dom, these are the things going through my mind, because the rationale for Joe Biden's candidacy is Donald Trump's candidacy. And if either of those two candidates were to step back in this symbiotic death spiral of old dudes, I think the rationale for the other guy would certainly fall away. Because I can tell you, I don't think Joe Biden contrasts well with a 45-year-old Harvard-educated, well-spoken lawyer from Florida in the same way he does with the rambling
DeSantis, the head bobbing DeSantis dude, who is getting beat down by Trump.
You think Joe Biden's going to have a hard time with that?
I mean,
contrasting with a 45-year-old, yes.
The issue regardless. And I'm not clear, given where we're at right now, that the motivation, it's not just Trump, man. It's MAGA. And DeSantis is MAGA. These are all MAGA people.
Fascist wannabe, certainly.
I mean, that's it. So pick your fascist, your old fascist, your young fascist, your female fascist. Maybe Nikki Haley gets in there. Pick your fascist. No, I don't want any of those people near the White House. The guy just won. If Joe Biden wasn't 80 years old, Crudy, would you be saying the same thing? If he was 70, if he was 60?
No, I probably would have less issues, especially if he had, you know, sharper wits about him. Sharper wits. Some guys age better than other guys. I don't think Joe Biden is the best aging of all the political guys I've met out there in the world. I've met some pretty damn sharp 80-somethings. It's not his age. It's his current state of intellect. There are days when Joe Biden rambles about stuff I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Care to articulate some of that for me, man?
When Joe leads with his favorite kind of ice cream at press conferences, that's a little befuddling to me. Like, where did that come from, Joe? When the former guy rambled about crazy stuff, man, woman, plane, camera, whatever he said, that stuff worried me a little bit. Like, this guy should not be in charge of the direction of the steering wheel of our country. Well, I can tell you, if the only rationale, and I think you are misguided if you think that Joe Biden stands up against other candidates in the same way, the only rationale for Joe Biden's candidacy is to beat Donald Trump. And if it ain't Trump, it really should be a different consideration of the Democratic Party.
I don't see the gap. I don't see the reason.
2789. Well, let's.
You say it, but you're not justifying.
Well, let's see if the audience can better articulate.
He's the winner. Biden already beat him once.
Sure. So if it's Biden, Trump too, unlike many prize fights, I think that Trump is hugely damaged as a candidate. I think he loses. But if it ain't Trump, and if the rationale is who's the best possible leader of our nation, I'm sorry. I don't know if that's Joe Biden any longer. He's the right guy at the time, but I'm not sure if he's the right guy for the next generation. That's what I'd like to hear from the audience. He got us through COVID. He got us through Trump. Now we're kind of getting back on our feet. Is Joe the right guy for the next generation? Let's ask.
How about the next 4 years? Not worry about the next generation.
Let's see if we can live with the four-year plan. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome back, Jean. What do you got?
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, I disagree with you significantly. That guy knows what he's doing. He may take a little bit to get his thoughts there, but he's experienced. He knows all of the people in the different countries. He's strengthened NATO. I mean, the guy has so much on his plate that I'm amazed that he can handle all of it and doing a really outstanding job. And he has good nutrition. He exercises. He exercises his brain. Don't discount an older guy, because there's a lot of young people that do not have the capacity that he has, does not have the stamina and the knowledge and the respect, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job, and I think he'd be better than anyone that I know of that is younger right now in this situation because he's got to finish the job. He's got to finish the job.
What is completion? What is success of the Biden presidency look like for you, Gene?
You know what the success of the Biden presidency is preserving democracy. In addition to that, he is listening to the young people. He's trying to put in more things to help younger Americans. In addition to that, he needs us out there, every single one of us who knows what fascism is all about now, to vote out those Republicans and help make our country a better place to get more capable and not jobs in those positions in our federal government that run our country. So, yeah, I think he's great. I really do.
Jeannie,
and
so,
we all know about him, and we know his history, and we know what he can do, and he's got experience. So that's just my personal biased opinion, boys. Don't hold the age against him, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Always appreciate you listening. I'm going to clear the line, though, because we got lots of friends trying to get through. 844-967-2789. And did I mention Brewer tickets, a pair to give away for Saturday night's Angels game at, I almost called the County Stadium, American Family Field, our Brewers affiliate, WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM, providing a pair of Brewers tickets to our fine listeners, those with a good take. Let's go with Joe, John from Boaz. John, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hi. I just would like to talk about this current. We're starting the May of 2023. We have two contenders. Who's the third party? Donald Trump shot himself in the foot. And Joe Biden is too old and senile. He's got Alzheimer's disease. Who's the third party?
John, you think there's Lane? Who would you vote for? Is that Robert Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaxxer?
No, you.
Oh.
You, Your Honor.
See, I like it. John, you must be sucking up hard for some Brewers tickets. Didn't you win some already this month?
I got kicked out because I hit too many home runs.
John, you hold tight. I'll think about you for a bit. 844-967-2789. Another friend, Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. Doing okay. Looks like I might be going home tomorrow, so that's good.
Excellent. That'd be great news, Mark.
There'll be some challenges there, but I can act it. And I like Joe Biden at this point in time. And let's remember that none of these Republicans, you know, either in our state or any other state, has just come out and outright condemned what happened on January 6th, any of national prominence, unqualified condemned what had happened and condemned Donald Trump for his part in it. I mean, that they lack the courage to call the insurrection the threat, one of the greatest threats to our democracy that we've seen in recent history. I mean, that let's remember the
Mark, we're going to be short on time. Let me interrupt you and point you in a different direction. If we want our president to be the best and brightest, to best, most capably represent we, the American people, is Joe Biden that guy?
At this point in time, he's plenty bright enough for me. I mean, that he's, you know, he might take his time collecting his thoughts together, but at this point in time, I don't know who else is going to satisfy the people in the middle, and Joe Biden is just trying to do things for the students, you know, with the debt relief. And
well, I can, Mark, enumerate lots of legislative successes. He couldn't get debt relief for the kids yet, but he's still trying. Come back, War Devils, we're still trying.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 37. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 40. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us, 844-967-2789. My wife, Steffi, must be on the road. She's texting me. You know, we should run for president, says Steph. Bill Press, he's 83 years old. You'd never guess it.
Oh, he's a sharp guy. And he's still a party animal, isn't he, Dom?
He sure is, man.
When's he getting back from Europe? When's he rejoining?
I think like next week. It's coming soon.
A little bit of a sabbatical from the podcast Bill's taken. Yeah. He'll be back soon. We hope Bill Press, our buddy, miss him. Dom, at this hour, and we'll get back to the phones. You're all our friends and our buddies when you call us at 844-967-2789. We've got a pair of tickets to Saturday night's Brewers game at American Family Field, care of WISS-AM. We'll give them away in this hour. But Dom, NBC News is reporting that former Vice President Mike Pence spent from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's a whole workaday for some people, Dom. Thursday, speaking before a grand jury impaneled in Washington, D.C. by Special Counsel Jack Smith. Wednesday night, the final appeals court shut down Donald Trump's demand to keep Pence silent. The only option left for Trump was to appeal to the Supreme Court. But before Trump could do it, Pence was sitting before a grand jury answering questions. I mean, talking about a guy who maybe wanted to get some news out there, maybe have this conversation. I think he wanted to have the conversation. NBC News reported they spotted multiple black SUVs with tinted windows entering the parking garage in the morning. Two black SUVs entered the courthouse garage around 9 a.m., an entrance that would allow witnesses to head up to the grand jury room on the third floor without being seen in the public area of the courthouse. The report noted that it's a huge step forward in zeroing in on Trump's role by having Pence recount specifically what the former president said to him and demanding he break the law on January 6th. And Pence previously revealed some details about what happened on January 6th in his memoir. He wrote a freaking book, Dom. But he hasn't been willing to answer questions under oath until now. Until now. Until today, Dom.
Until now. Today, literally today, the former vice president under oath in front of the Department of Justice talking about what Trump's efforts were. Now, earlier today, before this news came out that former Vice President Pence actually testified, as we were wondering, like, well, is Trump going to appeal? What's going to happen? Well, Trump, he went out, man. He tweeted or Truthy Socialed his thoughts, and here's what he said. Before we knew that Pence was testifying in front of the DOJ, Jack Smith, today, quote, here's what Trump said. Biden is guilty of obstruction. 1,850 boxes unchecked. Many found in Chinatown. Heavy on classified documents. He's been totally uncooperative. Won't show the documents under any circumstances and is fighting like hell. I very simply went by the Presidential Records Act. Very importantly, it was designed and written for this purpose. Have a right to declassify and did absolutely nothing wrong. But the butt was purposely given by the DOJ and Biden, a Trump-loving Trump-hating prosecutor, Jack Smith. He's a Trump hater. His wife's a Trump hater. His family's a Trump hater. They all hate Trump. They hate him with a passion. This is Trump. They'll do anything they can to hurt Trump, but he's a harasser and an abuser of our people in order to obstruct and interfere with the 2020 presidential election. That's why they're doing it. We're leading by a lot in the polls. If I weren't, I believe it would all stop. Or if I weren't running, I believe it would all stop immediately, but that's not going to happen. The public will not stand for this unequal treatment. Joe Biden is guilty. I am not at all. Thank you very much.
Not at all? Not a little bit?
So I wonder, he might have had a little, you know, a little forethought on our heads up on Pence testifying today.
Dom, the Independent is reporting, and I don't think so. Because what he is saying is he's talking about the documents. That ain't why Pence is testifying, right? They don't give a damn. Pence doesn't care. They're not bringing Pence in to testify about documents being kept at Mar-a-Lago. They're bringing Pence in to testify about the insurrectionist and the coup attempt that was perpetrated against Mike Pence by his former boss. And Dom, as to the other investigation, right? The paperwork crimes, as I've often described them, the Mar-a-Lago. Although it could have gotten a lot worse here because we understand... Anyways, let me read the newest reporting from The Independent. Trump attorneys Timothy Parlator and John Rowley and James Trustee sent a letter to the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, wait for it, Dom, Republican from Ohio, asking for a GOP-led House of Representatives to take over the federal investigation. To preempt... The Department of Justice is not the appropriate agency to conduct investigations pertaining to the mishandling or spillage of classified materials.
Spillage.
There's a little spillage at Mar-a-Lago. Clean up on aisle 3.
A little ketchup on the walls.
This investigation is antithetical to the principles of fair and impartial search for the truth. It is abundantly clear through this investigation that the institutional practice and procedures within the White House for the handling of classified documents materials drastically differ from the long-established standard operating procedures employed by various agencies of the intelligence community, as well as the U.S. military. So, can you please, preempt the Department of Justice? They are certainly not the agency to do
investigations
or investigations. I mean, really, what a desperate plea, Dom. And, you know, I bet they're scrambling over in the Republican-controlled House right now to figure out how they can pull it off. Like, how can they preempt the DOJ? They've already tried this in regards to Alvin Bragg in the Manhattan DA's office.
Yep, Jim Jordan, yep.
Now they're going to what? The House Intelligence Committee is going to preempt the DOJ in regards to Trump's, you know, spillage of some classified documents, Dom. You know, clean it up. It's just a little mess. Isn't that what Consuela's for? 844-967-2789. The headlines of the day, they're better with your hot takes.
I declare
declassified.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. The Army confirms three people have died in a crash of two Apache helicopters in Alaska. One person did survive injured. Former Vice President Mike Pence spent much of Thursday testifying before that federal grand jury investigating the pro-Trump riot of January 6th and events related to it.
Sources tell CBS News that Pence prepared for this for weeks, talking with his lawyers about the chronology of key players, what they did, the memos they sent him, all to make sure he was ready for the questions from the special counsel.
Correspondent Robert Costa. In suburban Detroit, 7th grader Dylan Reeves grabbed the steering wheel of his school bus and hit the brakes after the driver passed out, then got classmates to call 911.
Fortunately, traffic was light, and as the bus was slowing down, it started to veer into what would have been oncoming traffic.
That is the superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools, Robert Livernoy. Jerry Springer has died. He was a former TV host. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once in Wisconsin.
Slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve, as it's known around here. Tomorrow we'll be airing the grievances. This hour, though, we're giving away some Brewers tickets against the Angels. Saturday night game, American Family Field. A pair, courtesy of our flagship WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. And, of course, our friends at WRCE News from the Center and Richland Center. And lots of good listeners, Dom. I got some other news. See what Rojo was up to in my absence.
The senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin continues to embarrass us on the national stage. I'm not surprised.
Why don't we have him on the show again anymore?
Yeah.
He could be embarrassing himself on our stage.
Yeah.
The headline here, and we'll get to it in a minute. We're going to get to the phones next. Is this the worst argument for climate inaction in political history? You be the judge in just a minute. 844-967-2789. Don, before I take this first caller, I got to tell you, I got him out scouting real estate for me in La Crosse. We're looking for a home for the Eagle, 1490 AM.
Yeah, coming soon. Baby.
Dana from La Crosse, one of our biggest fans up there. How you doing, Dana?
Hey, Dana.
Good afternoon, Devils.
And let me publicly acknowledge your help in the pursuit, man. Thanks for the real estate tip.
Yeah, you betcha. I hope something works out for you quickly. I'm really waiting here with bated breath for you guys. You know, I need you to go live soon here.
I'd look around the middle of May. No promises, but I'd start listening on the airwaves closer to mid-May.
Well, I'm listening every day anyway, so I'll know when it happens.
All right.
Congratulations again. Great job, you guys. I really am proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dave.
You bet. Say, honestly, I think Biden beats Trump. I think he beats any of these current Republicans that are in there. They're all MAGA. And if they all have one common denominator, they're all just, well, they're living in an alternate reality. They don't speak the truth. They're constantly lying about Biden and the administration and what they're doing. The one guy I would be worried about if he got the nomination, I think it would be that Ben Hogan, the governor. He is a straight shooter.
What about Sununu from New Hampshire? It's an early primary state. He's an executive. He's considered a moderate, although I don't find him overly moderate. He could have the appeal in the primary and perhaps win over a few of the suburban women in the general.
He would be a concern also. I find him a bit smarmy, and I think that, you know, people might see through some of that. But, yeah, a couple guys like that, that's who I would be concerned about for the Biden rerun. But other than that, I think he can beat any of these other guys that have already declared. You guys, you have a great night. I'm really looking forward to May. Take it easy, guys.
All right, Dana.
Thanks, Dana. Appreciate it, man.
He's the only guy I know, Dana, with, like, a homemade. He went to a place, like, ordered his own Devil's Advocates window sticker online, had it made for his own car. Like, that's more industrious than we've ever been. Dana's got the coolest car in God's country.
Thank you for the kind words. And let me just, if I can, maybe expand a little bit on what I got from Dana. I think if it's not Trump, we see this is it's Trump. You know, the whole point, Kurt, if I understand your position, is that, you know, he Biden is best positioned to defeat a candidate like Trump.
Yes.
And you may be right, but I would also throw the numbers out there. If Trump doesn't run, I think a lot of MAGA stay home. You know what I mean? Or Trump goes third party. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of variables in there. But I think if Trump is not the candidate, he may as well wipe 10% right off the top of that Republican turnout, man. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but
a lot of those folks are running, or would it come out actually literally to vote because of Trump?
I'm less convinced. I mean, yes, on the low propensity voters. We've talked about them. They're rural voters in the state of Wisconsin, but they didn't first get turned on by Donald Trump. They got turned on by Scott Walker in the recall election. Many of them continued to vote for Donald Trump. Pardon me, in the most recent elections, we've actually seen a turn towards the blue, certainly in the Protasiewicz race, the rural parts of Wisconsin, much bluer than they had been. But where did Tim Michaels, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in the state of Wisconsin, where did he really lose? He lost in the Wow counties. He lost in the traditional hotbeds of Republicanism. And why did he lose? It wasn't just because he alienated the Rebecca Clayfish family. It was because he alienated women. And if you put forth a candidate who wasn't an alleged rapist on behalf of the Republican Party, you might win back some of the Republican women that either didn't vote or voted for a guy like Joe Biden in the last elective cycle. But you start hammering the inflation, you know, you criminalize Hunter Biden and you besmirch the dad with the son's name, and you know that's coming.
Well, it's, I mean, it's already there. It's already baked into the cake, man. You know, it's
Joe
like
Biden's
Street,
not
no,
exactly
what's
a popular incumbent.
It's already baked into the cake. They already know the bets are already made. That stuff's already there. You're going to tell me
when
that the
Trump
number one
was
mega,
41%,
the guy that transformed, that took over the Republican Party, if he's not on the ticket, that the mega's going to show up? Come on, man. I don't believe that for a minute.
Dominic, when Trump was the 41% incumbent, how did we think his reelective prospects looked? Why is it that Joe Biden at 41% is the hot ticket, but Donald Trump, when he was at 41%, there's no way this man could ever win re-election?
I mean, because look who he's running against. Look at the competition. Don't compare me to the almighty Crudy. Compare me to the alternative. And there you go. Plus the fact that they won't, you're going to lose a big chunk of the mega. They're not going to come out and vote for DeSanctimonious. I mean, as they continue to eat each other up, just like they did locally in the Wisconsin gubernatorial race, they're going to do it on the national stage. And Trump, if he doesn't show up on, or whatever, maybe some Republicans, maybe something happens to the party. I don't think it does. But if for some reason Trump was not the nominee, he'd either run third party or people wouldn't show up for him. For the rest of the whatever's left of the GOP.
844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF, I suspect. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on? You guys are talking about age. There was this movie put out in 1968 called Wild in the Streets, and it featured a Jim Morrison rock singer who endorsed a younger candidate for president, and then he became president because they dumped LSD in the water supply in Washington, D.C. And, no, it's got Hal Holbrook, Ed Begley, and Shelley Winters. And I will send you the trailer to this movie. And if you guys want to put it out on your website on FB, that's groovy. But, yeah, and so everybody over 30, the hippies put them in concentration camps where they are force-fed LSD. What do you think about that?
Man, I'm not sure about that proposal, but the young kids today, especially in my home state in Wisconsin, because in some part of the abortion issue and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but the young kids are voting in overwhelming numbers like they never have before. And we want to keep that momentum right. Going. And the issue of abortion will resolve in some way, shape, or form. Either we're going to overturn the 1849 law, or we're going to see some, hopefully, remedy that comes post-redistricting in the state of Wisconsin. But if these young kids are not encouraged, if they don't believe, if it's right back to the same old, my fear, Matt, is the kids today aren't going to be embracive of the 82-year-old presidential candidate. If we want to keep them inspired, we got to give them someone closer to their own generation.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Anyway, I'll send you guys that trailer to that movie. You'll laugh your you-know-what off.
Man, a guy said, Jeff sent me Idiocracy. I haven't, it's still in my old briefcase. I haven't even watched it.
Oh, come on. You got to watch it.
Still the rapper. I know.
Good stuff. It explains a lot about where we are as a country. Thanks for the call, Matt. Crudy, yes. But I mean, was here in the state of Wisconsin, was Protas Sewitz, you know, was she the inspirer of young children? I mean, she was the candidate, right? A lot of this is going to be, you know, circumstantial, situational. I mean, if it's the alternative, it's Biden or the alternative, and the kids still care. The young folks still care. They're not down with the fascism for the most part, to my understanding. They're down with inclusivity, and they're not down for, you know, shaming or throwing out the trans or the gays or the blacks or whatever you want to call the young folks. They're not down with all of that. And so, I mean, I think they're going to vote for the people or the party that are also not down with all of that. Regardless of who that person is. Now, do you have to be inspired? Isn't that kind of the criticisms to some degree of
Democrats the Democratic
generally?
Party?
You got to fall in love versus falling in line. But when the practicality comes down, when the rubber hits the road and you see the actual consequence of the mega being in charge and what they do, man, I don't know. I think there's motivation enough. We're talking about the survival of democracy, man.
But I you're mean, talking that, about the starkest factor. Of contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And I'm saying if it is a much less stark contrast, if it's a Sununu, a gubernatorial candidate, and it's Joe Biden, Joe Biden might not seem quite as sharp and as the chosen one.
Sure, sure. What is Sununu's position on abortion? What is Sununu's position on gay marriage,
Sununu
on
interracial marriage, on
tax policy? I mean, you know, he is carrying. He's going to be the Republican. He's going to get the mega. And if he's not, he's not getting the mega vote. So, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but when you really think about what he's going to offer, that is going to be different from Donald Trump or any of these other DeSantis or Nikki Haley. It's pretty much the same.
Sununu is I'm not going to say he's pro-abortion, but he's not anti-abortion. That is one tremendous distinction between John Sununu and right. the vast majority of Republicans.
Sure,
including
okay. Then a lot
Tim
of the evangelicals
Michaels.
Won't vote for him then. See what I'm saying?
That who won't?
The evangelicals. Your single issue evangelical anti-abortion will not vote for a pro-abortion Republican. Period.
Really? Because Donald Trump used to be on Planned Parenthood's board once upon a time, my understanding. But when he was the vessel of their judicial nominees, they liked him just fine. 844-967-2789. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back. How you been?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Demolition Man. Have you seen it?
I don't know that I have. Tell me about that.
Wesley Snipes and
Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky? Yeah, vaguely. No. Pretty bad movie, if I recall.
Well, the thing is, if you're willing to conform, you can live on the surface. If you're not, you have to live in the sewers.
Join us in the sewers, Chris.
If it's deemed unhealthy, it's deemed illegal. And it was made in 1996.
Come on, the whole of America's living in the sewers that is fast food reality. I mean, the whole of our society has gained about 30 pounds since the 90s or whatever it was.
Oh, yes. Speak for yourself, Crudy. Okay, how does that translate to today's conversation, Chris?
I thought it was pertinent, you know, because the people that are willing to conform have high credit scores, big jobs, et cetera, et cetera. The people that are not willing to conform is the other 90% that are not making, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year.
Well, Chris, that's probably true. Dom has always been a nonconformist, and that's how he ended up in radio.
I just keep thinking of the movie They Live with Roddy Piper, man. I mean, it's one of my favorites. And of course the aliens, they look like us until you get the fancy sunglasses and you can see that they're really not like us. But once you see it, you see all the subliminal advertising, you know. Obey. Chris, thanks for the call, man.
Roddy Piper, you needed sunglasses to know that guy wasn't quite right.
Oh, man.
See, one of the aliens he had to
hey, man,
be, right?
I got to tell you what. Talk about a movie ready for a relaunch, a remake. They Live. I want to see it, man. I'm telling you right now. Let's see it.
You have strange taste. Especially.
I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Come back, devil's advocates. I never chewed bubblegum. Get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, the tobacco's much better.
Puts hair on your chest.
Yeah.
Well, not for me, but, you know, for some of the women folk.
Not so much for your head, though, but keep trying.
844-96-PARTY. We got some Brewers tickets. Stick around. We'll give them to you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 37. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 62. Tomorrow, cloudy. Lows dip down to about 40 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum. And we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show out of bubblegum. We have a little more time for your calls at 844-967-2789.
Couple of patient dudes. Tom from Madison. How you been, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good guys. Good to hear you guys on the radio again. I don't have a whole lot of money to bet, but I'll bet you a drink at Hawks that Trump never makes it to even the primary.
He's already in the primary.
I'm not taking that action, Tom.
I'll take that action, Tom. I drink doubles, sometimes triple doubles. You know, think Kobe.
Why, Tom? Why do you think that?
I just think with Georgia coming up and all the other cases that are coming up, maybe I'm just an optimist, but I feel like there's going to be something that happens that keeps him out of it, because the Biden-Trump rematch is such a worn out thing right now. I just can't see it happening.
So
I'm looking at places like Montana and Tennessee, where, you know, you got the Tennessee 3 coming up. You've got Zoe Zephyr in Montana, the trans legislator, and the groundswell support those people are getting in red states. I think it's going to change the profile of everything.
Tom, just for clarity's sake, so when Donald Trump is actively a participant in the Iowa caucuses in January of 2024, then you and I will meet down at Hawks and you'll buy me a triple-double, right?
Wait, does he have to be an active in the primary as a Republican or just active in the primary, Curdy?
Ooh.
Yes. So clarify, please.
Wait, say it again.
Well, Donald Trump, as we discuss the limitations of this of the circumstance,
we got to put up some guardrails.
Trump shows
here,
up at the primary, but as a third party, not as a GOP, not as the candidate.
No,
of the
he's got to be in the I would buy Tom's drink then. He's got to be in the Republican primary field. Do we agree, Tom? Good. He's got to be in the Iowa caucuses, sir, running as a Republican.
That sounds great. Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah,
me too. Looking
You're buying. To
free drinks.
844-967-2789.
I'm an optimist.
We'll be going out drinking on a Tuesday night. Dick from Madison, that wouldn't be rare for you, I bet. Welcome, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, we're 18 months out, and that's an eternity in politics, and you guys both know that. Scott Walker was the front runner in 2015 at this point. On the Republican side.
Kind of.
So,
Trump didn't get in until June.
And then it all went away until you've seen Ron DeSantis, who can destroy a run for the presidency even faster. But do you think that Mike Pence had Dan Quayle with him as his attorney today?
Isn't it sad to think, Dick, that the guardrail of our democracy was Dan Quayle's?
Dan Quayle.
Legal advice to Mike Pence?
Yeah, it's very sad.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hold on to your potatoes.
But, no, you know, there's all kinds of up-and-comers in the party. Cory Booker, I really like him. You know, this kid,
that young whippersnapper Tony Evers, is a Democratic governor from the swing state Midwest.
Well, how about, I can't even remember his name, but he impressed me immensely. The current mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, is just a brilliant young kid.
Can someone go run for Senate or something before we anoint them the next president? You know, look at Buttigieg. You don't go from mayor to president. That's too big a leap.
Yep. And it was very unusual in Obama's case.
Hey, Dick.
I was going to say, how long was Obama, a senator before?
2 years.
First term in his second year.
Yes.
Unprecedented what happened there. When you think about it, it's pretty amazing.
Well, he was a state legislature before he ran for the Senate, before he ran for the presidency. And strangely, Dick, I was watching on that cold Illinois morning, he did it in front of a Lincoln statue. And it was like 15 below, and the guy was not wearing gloves. And I'm like, put on some gloves, amazing. Man. You'll never make it through the primary.
I watched that very same thing. And he's proved what he was, and the rest is history.
Apparently he has warm hands or pockets or something. Dick, let me ask you, if we gave you some tickets to the Brewer game Saturday night, would you and Mrs. Dick show up?
I can't. I really would love to, but I've got some stuff going on with my kids and, grandkids this weekend.
Well, we only got two tickets, Dick. You're SOL, as they say. I'm not all generous like that, Dick. Appreciate you listening. But if you want some Brewer tickets, you better hurry up and call, because John from Boaz didn't stick around like I asked him to.
Oh, no. 844-967-2789. Crudy. Roll Khanna, a Democratic congressman, being a little critical, Dianne Feinstein, the venerable senator from California, 89 years old, missing some votes. It's starting to have an impact, certainly an impact. She has been ill, apparently.
Well, they could not subpoena John Roberts.
Is that an age thing? Do you think he says she should gracefully step down, gracefully retire, so the Dems in the Senate can move on and get some legislation passed? Do you find that an appropriate comment from Democrat Roll Khanna?
Do I find it appropriate? Yes, because she's unable to perform the duties of her job, and we're unable to impress upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court subpoena power. And above and beyond that, we're not able to move forward with our judicial nominees. And that's kind of a big deal, because let's not forget what they do to Obama. They held like 140 vacancies on the guy. And as soon as Trump won, they filled them with a bunch of wackos like Kaczmarek. Right? Well, that is the consequence. And it's nothing against Dianne Feinstein. I've never met the woman. But if you're not able to perform the job, and your illness or your inability to perform the job,
regardless of your age,
if you were, if John Fetterman was the problem, and John Fetterman was away from work, but if he was on the Judiciary Committee and his continued absence prevented us from moving judicial nominations, I'd be looking for a new Judiciary Committee member. And in this case, I think it would be appropriate. 844-967-2789. Terry, how you doing, Terry?
Hey, Terry.
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Good, Terry.
Awesome, thank you.
You got something clever to say and win some Brewer tickets quick?
Perhaps. My thought when you were talking about Pence arriving in the two black limos.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it would be extremely entertaining if they were the same two guys in the car that appeared on January 6th.
Oh, the Secret Service drivers. I'm not getting in that car.
In their car, though, Terry.
What if they showed up with both of the Pence brothers? Remember when they escaped from the room and they looked like there was a body double and it was Congressman Pence?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Well, trust me on that one. Terry, would you go to the ball game Saturday night if we sent you some tickets?
I totally would.
Terry, you hold on tight. E-Bone's going to get to you real quick. 844-967-2789. Drew from Lake Mills might be our last one for the day. Drew, make it a good one.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, I missed most of the show today, but I did hear something about Ron Johnson claiming that climate change is good for Wisconsin.
The headline, "Is this the worst argument for climate inaction in political history?" Philip Bump at the Washington Post. The answer is absolutely yes. Ron Johnson said the most ridiculous thing of all time, effectively, because we'll have less extreme cold, less Wisconsinites will die. So climate change is a great thing.
For Wisconsin.
Africans be damned. Thank you all for listening. Joel Clayfish, Raised in the Wisco at 7, 6 o'clock, Native Roots Radio. Thank you all for listening. We'll do it again Friday. Grievances.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.